I'm a mother and a medical doctor, and now I am a candidate for the presidential nomination with the Green Party. What I was seeing in my kids' schools and what I was seeing in the health clinic was a lot of sick young people with illnesses we didn't used to have, asthma and cancer and learning disabilities all over the place and diabetes and obesity. And I said to myself, hey, what's going on here? So to make a long story short, I basically got recruited to be a doc advocating for communities who were fighting polluting facilities to clean up the air pollution, to clean up the incinerators that are polluting not only the air, but our food supply in particular. So I sort of got invited into this as a fellow mom activist, and then discovered, well, unfortunately, we were working in a political system that was being controlled by the guys with the deep pockets, and it didn't matter what the moms wanted and what the kids needed and what our communities were clamoring for. We were saying, hey, let's shut down those incinerators. We could have recycling programs that create way more jobs that are much kinder and gentler to the planet, and which are actually really good for our economy instead of these toxic facilities. And these were win-win solutions, but we were told by our elected officials that the system wasn't working for us. You know, it was really working for the fossil fuel corporations and the incinerator owners and so on.
Stein says some of her Green Party platforms are to end unemployment and poverty, build a sustainable economy, and avert climate catastrophe.
You know, I entered politics out of desperation, but I came out of this first campaign in 2002, running against Mitt Romney and others for the governorship of Massachusetts. I came out of it with incredible inspiration.
This is KLCC News. I'm Tiffany Eckert. You're listening to Dr. Jill Stein, the Green Party candidate running for President of the United States.
Seeing that the public out there is so hungry for a politics of people, even when folks don't have time to pay attention to politics, and most people are too busy raising their kids and trying to keep a roof over their heads and take care of their health care and find a job and stuff like that, you know, they don't have time to pay attention to the political system, especially when it's screwing them. But they can smell a rat. Suddenly, it transformed my world after 15 years of beating our heads against the wall for the most basic legislation that would protect our kids from air pollution, that would enable workers to actually have jobs that are good for them and for their bottom line and for our communities. We could do this. And after, you know, I got recruited into politics and found, oh my God, people out there actually agree with us.
When you registered to vote the first time, how'd you register?
I don't believe I ever registered with a political party. I was certainly not active in any political party. I considered political parties the real dregs of the earth, you know, and so I sort of stepped into this snake pit of politics. But I had, at that point, you know, 15 years of experience really fighting these battles on the front lines with communities. So, you know, I had been through boot camp and knew how to fight.
How different do you feel you are from a candidate like Bernie Sanders?
We differ really more on strategy. There are fine points of differences on domestic policy. We don't support high-stakes testing and the increased charterization of our schools, and Bernie basically voted for those amendments that continue and increase that process. We support bailing out students like we did for the banks. Bernie supports public higher education for free, which we have been advocating for decades.
In terms of actually getting on every ballot, you say you are ahead of where you were in 2012. Over 85% of the electorate will have the option to vote for the Green Party candidate.
We just qualified for federal matching funds, which sets a new record for Green candidates. To qualify this early in the election cycle, it's a sign of the energy and the excitement that's coming into the race.
You can learn more about Jill Stein, the Green Party's candidate for the U.S. presidency, at jill2016.com. Tiffany Eckert, KLCC News.